When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
What it do? What it do? I'm the captain today, even though the captain is on the ship. But I said, man, give me the fucking reins, nigga. I'm doing this shit today.
Damn it. Just messed up our whole video.
Yep.
Yes. Yes. Gotta be a professional,
this,
people.
Done. This is why he ain't the captain.
It's done. Damn.
You gotta be a professional.
This is why he ain't the captain.
This is why.
Dr. YouTube expert.
Man, look. We starting it off. My bad.
Messing up the money.
I never try to mess up the money, but my bad. I will do better next time.
Won't be no next time. I'll be back.
But look, today we are talking about, you know, we've been talking about timelines and beefs and things that have happened in hip hop as of recently. And today we're going to be talking about the timeline between Chris Brown and Quavo. And we're going to talk about their tracks. And obviously, you guys can send in your super chats in regards to whatever you want to. The super stickers. BZ, how much time are we giving them today?
20 minutes.
20 minutes. So at 9:20, because we was on time today.
Damn right.
We was on time today. So you guys got until 9:20 to send in your super chats, and we will get through those. As you guys already know, some of them we can't answer on the spot. We will make a show or a video out of it. A short something. We'll make content out of it. So send them in. We appreciate them. But before we get into the actual live and all and everything that we got going on today, I just want to give a PSA because I saw a couple of people here and in some of our other videos. They're asking, where's Odd Friday? Look, I'm always transparent. I don't like to lie to the people. We are getting a new studio at some point in time. Me and BZ agree that we don't want to start Odd Friday here and then have to rebrand it based off of what the new digs may be. You know what I'm saying? Because we were going to do some things different, but we just put a pause on that until we understand, you know, what the new home is going to be. So once we figure that out, then we will be back on Odd Friday. It'll probably be a shortened season, you know, lockout. It is what it is. But Odd Friday ain't going nowhere. Me and BZ still love doing it. Also, another thing, if you guys love reviews, me and Ken 2 years ago did it. We are back this year with it. So make sure you follow the podcast, That in Hip Hop Podcast. We're dropping a review a day, D365. But not only are we on podcasts right now, don't leave us just yet. But after you're done watching our live, go to the YouTube channel, DE365 Reviews. We are not technically one review a day there. Sometimes we drop three. Sometimes we might skip a day. But you're definitely going to get a lot of reviews. Or everything that me and Ken have done is going on that YouTube channel. So like, comment, subscribe, share with somebody. But if you are into reviews, we got a whole bunch of them over there. So appreciate you guys. And all right, to the content. What up?
I wanted to shout out BZ. Sent it over to us, man. Shout out to Beyond Beats and Culture, man.
They, yes, sir.
they did a video dedicated to Mike, just, you know, and just really dead in hip hop in general, yeah, man. And it was really cool. Like, yeah, that's like some of the coolest shit I've seen. Like, somebody just giving like praise to dead in hip hop. Shout, you know, just how they followed it since they were younger, mm-hmm, and it was really crazy to hear.
Like 15.
Yeah. That was crazy. 15. But man, yo, it was a really cool video, man. So if y'all,
I'm going to put it in the link. I'm going to put the video on.
Yeah, put the video on the link
in the
chat. Yeah, man. Definitely check it out, man. It was a really cool video they did. Just
giving us our flowers.
Giving us our flowers or whatever. Like, you know, you know, saying we like the pioneers of it. And, mm-hmm. I thought that was really cool.
It's in the chat.
Stuff like that, you know, up and coming brothers that's doing their thing in the video content realm. So yeah, man, get their numbers up, man. Go over to subscribe to those guys. It was really dope. It really was dope.
Yeah.
And they have really good chemistry too. Like,
they do.
I really like how how they were on the video. So
yeah. And you know, like the thing that took me aback on that, Modest, and I know we ain't gonna spend too much time here, mm-hmm. but I definitely want to piggyback is and this is not no ego shit or nothing like that, mm-hmm. but I feel like we don't get enough flowers mm-hmm. now mm-hmm. while we're still in the midst of hip hop and creating content and mm-hmm. stuff like that. I don't feel like we get enough flowers. But them brothers definitely gave us our flowers. So mm-hmm. I appreciate you guys. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? You didn't have to do that, but you did. And we appreciate that.
Yeah.
All right. So to the content of the day, timeline beef. All right. So we talking Chris Brown and Quavo from the Migos. So where did all of this start? Because I thought this shit just kind of happened out of nowhere. Back in April of 2017, Quavo starts to date Chris Brown's ex, Karrueche Tran. And we all know how Chris Brown felt about Karrueche. You know what I'm saying? Like, in terms of his exes, is Rihanna and Karrueche. Like, those were his top two. So back in April of 2017, TMZ reported that Quavo and Tran were seen spending time together, which apparently got Chris Brown pissed off. So that's kind of sort of where this thing has started. June of 2017, the two stars confront each other. Later on that year, Quavo and Chris Brown's entourage, they kind of confronted each other at the BET Awards. And that's
all. Fight?
No, there was no fight, but you know, they're not built like that no more. They're not built like that. But no, there was no fight. They just kind of, you know, ruffled some feathers, had some words, and this, that, and the third. Now we fast forward 7 years until April of this year, 2024. Brown calls out Quavo, and Quavo responds, right? So we got two diss tracks. We got Chris Brown, Weakest Link, and we got Quavo's Bitches.
Over Hoes and Bitches.
Yeah, Over Hoes and Bitches.
So it wasn't one before Weakest Link? I thought I heard that it was a one before Weakest Link?
Yeah. So
yeah, I thought so.
Yeah, so Weakest Link, that was his first full blown, like the actual song that this the first Shots Were Fired. I forgot the track's name.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah. It's called Freak on the 2023 album 11/11, which was Chris Brown's. He had a song called Freak where he referenced the 2017 fling.
But then the actual Shots got fired when he released the deluxe version of the album. I think earlier this year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's how it went down. Yep.
And then a day later after that, Quavo dropped Tender,
mm-hmm.
Okay. which was a song responding to Chris Brown's call out in which he raps, "You did the bitch wrong and now the bitch gone. She posted with a thug, call a bitch phone. She won't come home. Don't beat her up.
Don't beat her."
wow.
Then they got into it at a basketball game, right?
It wasn't got into it. He just called him like, "Get your bitch ass out." You talking about that when he said, "Get your bitch ass out of here"? But it was like some sports shit though.
Yeah,
I think it was hotter under the sports shit.
Yeah,
it probably was still some animosity, but he still wanted to like ball out on that nigga
because he did it again or something. Yeah. He did it twice or something like that. Yeah.
Well, BZ, I'm gonna start with you because when we was talking about the Drake and Kendrick beef, right? You was like, man, you know, if we talking about putting it all out there, you was really feeling the Chris Brown diss track.
I mean, I like the fact that it was direct. Like it was direct, wasn't no punches being pulled. It was a straight diss track with no AI being used. He went straight for Quavo. Like that's what I'm used to. That's what I'm accustomed to. I mean, you know, the song was cool, but I like the fact that Chris Brown was like, "No, motherfucker, I'm talking to you."
Yeah.
Like, that's what I like.
You're the only reason I went to even just listen to it. Because when I saw it, I was like, man, who cares?
I
mean, that's borderline why I'm not even hosting this. Like, you're like, I'm like, who cares about this? Mm-hmm. But then it was a solid ass diss track. Man. I was like, whoa, wait.
I think it was beyond solid, honestly.
I mean, it's solid for me because I can care less about Chris Brown rapping.
But
I
as just a can. Diss
but it was
track,
dope though.
As a diss track.
Yeah, it was dope.
It definitely served way more
purpose. The beat was dope.
It was like Ron was dope. After hearing that, it was like, okay, Quavo got to fight this motherfucker. Like that's how direct and good that beef song was. I was like, yeah, because I even tweeted. I was like, shit, everybody argue about diss songs, but I'm like, shit, Chris Brown made the best and most direct diss song out of all these rappers.
So, yeah. And then when I listened to the Quavo one, what really stood out to me was like, damn, bro, Chris Brown sound like a better rapper than you, Quavo. Like
on this, he does.
On this.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And Chris Brown has had, you know, opportunities where he rapped.
He was still struggling to get through it.
Who?
Chris Brown.
Chris Brown. What do you mean struggling?
Y'all thought he actually rapped well on that?
Yes, that nigga was slowing, bro. He was in the
potty. Yeah. One section. I feel you. It was one section where it was kind of a little shaky, but it was just really small it was super section.
Small, yeah.
It was a very small section.
For a nigga who's not known for rapping, to do something like that?
Oh, yeah. Grading on the curb.
I ain't grading him on the curb.
He's rapped before. Chris Brown rapped before.
Yeah.
It was good. Oh, look at me now. He rapped on that joint. Yeah. And he's rapped on.
He got a whole project with Tiger.
He was good.
No, I do remember.
Okay, yeah.
He got a couple projects. He got a project with Tiger called Fan for Fan.
Struggled a little bit. I think the content was fiery. I do it because Spike, we was recording against the Mic Salon, right? And we were talking about it, and Spike and B were talking about it as well. And I was like, let me go listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
And because I thought it was funny when I saw it. Chris Brown, great. Well, okay.
Yeah, it's like, right, who cares?
Yeah. So I knew eventually I would get to it, you know, but when B was like, nah, like he gonna have to fight him, I was like, let me listen to this. I was like,
so you was on the same shit I was on then.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You'll get the gloves, bro.
That's a dish track.
Yeah, but that was it. Like, outside of that, I was like,
ooh,
bro, glad this song.
And I love what he called it, Weakest Link. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because obviously, Offset or Takeoff is no longer with us.
Yeah, Takeoff. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Takeoff is no longer with us. Quavo, I think, you know, he has that star power, but Offset, in my opinion, had the best solo album out of him. You know what I'm saying? So for him to call it Weakest Link, like, that's a really strong jab, bro.
But he's not, though. Quavo had the biggest name. Offset's the weakest rapper out of the crew.
Yeah.
But he might be the weakest rapper, but he's like he was the most popular rapper. Like everybody, it was Quavo. Migos was Quavo. It was.
I don't know about that.
Because Quavo was everywhere, bro.
I understand that, but so was Offset. But so was Offset. Because
that was later. That was later. Nah, man. I think he misremembering. Quavo was the guy. Quavo was the star. He was. Offset has been, you know, since the Cardi and all that, his name got bigger, but nah, it was Quavo first. So
maybe he mean Weakest Link because he was the weakest rapper. Maybe that could
I mean,
he's the weakest link
as far as rapper, but like
popularity wise,
it was Quavo. Like,
I don't know, chat. What do y'all feel? You know what I'm saying? Since super chats.
I don't know. That might be like a double entendre we think about, because Takeoff and Quavo's last album was what? The only built for Infinity Links. He's saying you the weakest link between the two.
Mm.
It should have been used to Takeoff.
Could have been.
Yep.
Quavo was featured on everybody's stuff. Offset and Takeoff wasn't featured on people's stuff like Quavo.
Offset wasn't, because Offset was always the quiet one of the crew. You know what I'm saying? So he wasn't out there.
And my thing is, like, that was the quiet one of the crew.
No, that's Takeoff. No, Takeoff was the quiet one.
Takeoff.
I keep saying, but Quavo said, and Offset has said
they like him
out of the
best rapper. He's the best rapper.
That's no, like, to call it weak is lame. I mean, they've already acknowledged that he raps better than those two. But he wasn't the most popular.
No, I don't disagree.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
I don't disagree.
What you think of
Quavo's response?
Yeah, using Takeoff. I wonder was that like some old vocals he got?
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah,
it was. Some old vocals?
Of course.
People thought it was AI.
You can see why people were questioning it. I assumed it was old vocals that he just
found. Either unreleased stuff too.
Yeah, don't say old unreleased vocals he got.
100%. And the reason why AI didn't even cross my mind is because it's like, this is Migos. Like, you know, it wasn't like Drake using Tupac or Snoop. No,
but we in that time.
I don't disagree, B, but I guess for me, I'm old school in that way where like that didn't cross my mind. Because of who it was. You know what I'm saying? Like, he has access to the Migos vault. I'm pretty sure that they have hella shit that was never released that, you know, so I never thought that it was AI.
I didn't either until I started seeing people saying it was AI. Mm-hmm. I was just like,
gotta question everything, bro.
Yeah.
Because then he say some stuff like directly to about the beat. He didn't say
it wasn't direct.
Oh, okay, okay. And, it was just, it could have been about anybody.
Yeah, it could have been about anybody.
I think
but
that's why he used it.
Yeah. Exactly. Because gotcha. But because the track is obviously a diss to Chris Brown, then it could be directed in that way. But
he didn't wait long.
No, he didn't.
He didn't wait long.
He didn't. Wait
48 hours, just about roughly. Yeah. I think.
Yeah,
that's the song. Yeah, it sounded about right.
Yeah.
How did y'all feel? Y'all feel Quavo did?
He did what he could do.
Dang.
Yeah. I think the funny thing when he called him a crackhead, Michael Jackson.
Yeah, now that's funny.
That was funny to me.
Yeah.
I think the best thing about the diss wasn't even the music. I thought it was the album artwork. Because that's because he was actually choking Carucci. So obviously they made it into a cartoon and it's Quavo choking, you know, whatever. But I thought that was very interesting. And that one I feel cuts deep. You know what I'm saying? But I agree with you. You know, Quavo did what Quavo does.
Yeah,
but, you know, A for effort, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
A for responding, effort. For responding fast.
100%.
And, you know, I don't think take off on there and stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't think people giving them a hard time because I see some people like, man, just sit this one out.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Yeah, and I'm like, it wasn't.
You disagree?
No.
Huh?
He got to respond, of course.
Yeah.
But, I mean.
I mean, Chris Brown's is better. I
think. Oh, 100%.
Yeah, Chris Brown.
Because Chris Brown is the better artist.
Yeah.
And it just showed, like, you know, there's levels to this shit, and Chris Brown
he
is
dirt. He was like, he said, "RIP Takeoff." He said, "Everybody wish it was you."
Yeah,
like, that's some fucked up shit.
That's some fighting words right there.
That's bro. When I was like, "Oh shit!" Then it was then, what he said. Then you got Body by a Singing Nigga, and then you Takeoff come out and drop what he dropped, and you like, oh,
you know what I thought was interesting?
Get yourself up off the mat, bro.
Isn't Quavo proving Chris Brown's point of being the weakest link by putting Takeoff on it?
No, because I think he tried to do some fucking Drake shit. He tried to do some Drake shit in his own way.
I feel you, but again, that just gives credence to what Chris Brown is saying. Nigga, you the weakest. Like you
Chris Brown
went dolo. You should have came dolo, Quavo.
No,
you over here getting your brother that done passed on.
He was trying to be slick and cute, just like Drake did. When Drake pulled out, when Winnie got Tupac,
that's different though. That's different. It is different. Because the way Drake used Snoop and Pac was to try to incite a reaction to Kendrick. Like Snoop and Pac wasn't dissing Kendrick, right? Like it was part of the
Takeoff, right?
But the way that those lyrics are. It's now directed, like those, whatever Takeoff was saying is now directed toward Chris Brown.
I think the idea and the premise behind what he wanted to do is there.
I think intent has a lot. I think it's part of context. Wait. And the intent that Takeoff had whenever he recorded that wasn't for Chris Brown. Quavo redirected the intention that way. Therefore, proving Chris Brown that Quavo is the weakest link.
I do think that he did prove that he's the weakest link.
Okay.
What I'm saying is that by using Takeoff, I don't think that you may say that may amplifies it.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm saying is that I don't think that if Drake didn't do what he did with whatever wax song he just put out, I don't know if Quavo would have did the same thing. Mm-hmm. I think he was trying to be slick. That's what I think. But regardless, I like that he, you know, stepped up to the mic and responded and, you know, said what he said. He threw his jabs in there. I think he said that, you know, when we see you, we're gonna fight, because they were at this, they were at some event together and they sat on side by side with one another. And I saw that was trending on Twitter. I didn't know what the hell was going on because it's hard to keep up with all this stuff. But it's just, I don't know, man, like we're in 2024 and this is not the beef that I thought would happen, and it happened right after Drake Kendrick. It's like, can y'all just what are they calling in boxing? What card are they?
Oh, the undercard.
Yeah. What are y'all doing? Okay. What are y'all doing? Well, if anything, you're not even the main event. Nobody want to hear from you.
I understand, but Ken, at the end of the day, this is good for music. It is good for hip hop. People are checking.
How is Chris Brown and Quavo beefing in 2024 good for music and hip hop?
Because it look.
Did you not hear those songs?
I did hear those songs, But at the end of the day, Ken, what it's doing is drumming up interest, because people that are even fair weather fans on the outside, they're clicking, they're checking, they're doing research, they're trying to figure out why, how, you know, say, is it an AI verse from Takeoff? Like, all of these things get the numbers up, right? Like, I talked about it, and you guys have literally 60 seconds to get in your super chats. Ken, I talked about it in a sense that 50 Cent, in my opinion, is the greatest beef guy in hip hop history, right? And some of the beefs that he had, primarily with the Locks, wasn't because of personal beef. He I saw a Jadakiss interview, and I can't remember the name of the song. I want to say it was on a mixtape. 50 Cent said, you know, some of the greatest rappers come from Yonkers. So he gave him his props. And then that beef with 50 came out of nowhere. When Jadakiss responded with Checkmate, that shit charted Billboard. Who was checking for Jada like that, Ken? So all I'm saying is, this is good for the business of music.
So you're telling me that after people listen to the Takeoff song, the first thing they want to do is
the Quavo.
Oh, the Quavo song. First thing they want to do is like, oh, I got to go hear more of this.
Maybe. Baby. So what you're saying right now, Ken, is that Quavo, Chris Brown, and Migos, because obviously they're lumped in there, nobody's catalog has gotten an uptick in streaming numbers. If you tell me that that's false, you a lie.
I can't tell you one way or the other, because I don't have any.
I know I don't have no concrete numbers either. Yeah. But
he asked me a question, he can't even prove it.
Because I ain't look it up. I'm in the heat of the moment right now. I ain't look it up. But I would have to assume, Ken, that people searching, the YouTube numbers are going up. The streaming numbers are going up. Like, people are looking.
People are like, why?
Exactly.
Why does this exist?
Okay.
Why do we have this? Why are these two beefing out of all people?
But that's good. But that's good for business.
Who's saying why?
Now, hopefully a lot of people.
I think we're in the minority. Like, I think people actually care about this particular beef over like hip hop
care.
It's entertaining.
I hear people talking about
it. I like that word. It's entertaining. I like entertaining. Yeah. I don't know about care.
No, I think it's entertaining to people that listen to the Chris Browns and the Quavos of the world. I think the hip hop world isn't as intrigued by this than we are about the Kendrick shit. But I think there is a subset of people that I've come across that, oh man, you heard the Chris Brown diss? I'm like, not really. You know what I'm saying? But there are people that care about it. Just not I don't think in the hip hop world. I think we're in the minority. But there are people that care about this beef.
They have like legit issues. Mm-hmm. And I think them having legit issues, that is actually really centered in like some real shit, you know. Maybe that's interesting to people because it's not like for sport.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Chris Brown really don't like him and Quavo really don't like him and shit. They might actually really do fight, right? You know, but outside of that, you know, it's just like
my thing is that it makes the shade rooms and shit like that. Mm-hmm. That's not us, right? We're in the hip hop world, but I think like the shade rooms and the other shit, like people like the gossip joints, they talk about this particular beef. They're talking about
it. You have to cover it.
Yeah.
The chat seems to disagree. The chat saying that ain't nobody really checking for it.
But we got a hip hop chat. You know what I'm saying? So I can't really go off of that. I don't know. I don't know if I can go off of that. I mean, yeah, just like we don't care. I mean, I'm sure the people in our chat don't care. Like, but I'm just trying to think about this, you know, outside of us. Mm. I have heard people talking about this. Like, really, I have heard like people like that's not big into hip hop like we are, but they are into, you know.
Well, these are really two popular artists, Chris Brown, Quavo, and Chris Brown randomly decides to diss Quavo out of the blue. So, yeah, I mean, if you're a Chris Brown fan, which apparently still has plenty, you know, maybe this is exciting for you. And maybe people on the outside are looking in and questioning what is even going on. But it seemed like a lot of people like, you know, like those places when they were beefing side by side, all that stuff made everywhere. And people were talking about how they look and stuff like that. You know, so I don't know.
You go on Facebook, people talking about Chris Brown and Quavo. You know what I'm saying? That's the demographic I'm talking about. Yeah. There's a demo that is paying attention to this beef. It's just not our demo.
Isn't that older though? And Facebook kind of considered like the older crowd?
Yeah, it is. That's what I'm saying.
That's the fair weather fan though.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the fans outside of hip hop. Like look, we are entrenched. Look,
one day ago, Billboard is talking about it. BET is talking about
100%.
Like they are still talking about this. This is just like one day ago. And so that's what I'm saying. Like, you know,
and that's why I
there's
said
a certain that, demographic that does
100%. And that's why I said that it's good for the business of music. Yeah. Is it important for the culture, Ken? And I feel like that's the perspective you're coming from. I agree with you. Do we care about it? No. Is it gonna move the needle in this, that, and the third? No. But for the business of music, this is amazing. The right. Drake and Kendrick thing is amazing. Beef is amazing for the music numbers.
Yeah.
And it is.
And for the chat, yeah, I still use Facebook family and friends. I don't use it for this type of stuff, but nah, that's my point though. My family and friends from back in the day, like I see it on my timeline. I'm like, who cares? Like, I'm with y'all. I don't care. But there is a trust me, the same demographic that watches Tyler Perry show. They care about this shit. Trust me. Trust me. Y'all not out there in the street, in those type of streets, they care about this beef. I'm serious, bro. I could go on Facebook right now. I guarantee that somebody's talking about it right now. Yeah, they are, well, man. They are.
And it's not just Facebook, Ken. Modest. Yeah. I'm looking, I'm Google searching just Chris Brown's weakest link, right? And I'm coming across a whole bunch of different YouTube channels. But the lowest one I saw was 20K in terms of views for that song. I got another one that's a lyric video, has 52K. I have another one that I saw that had 500,000 views. Like, Ken, for the business, for the money of music, this is amazing. Beef sells, drama sells. We know that. They're just applying it to the music. You know, and as long... Now, this is a little bit different, right? Because there is... actual tension. Like, we know that Chris Brown has a very short fuse at times. It's been documented. I'm not saying nothing that nobody can Google. And Quavo and Amigos and Chris Brown, once upon a time, they was cool. You know, Chris Brown was being featured on their stuff and all of this type of stuff. He broke up with Karrueche, and then all of a sudden, this nigga, you dating her, bro? Like, there's an issue there. There's a bro code type of thing there. So I get it. I hope that it just stays on wax. And, you know, 50 the instigator told Quavo he need to fire back, and he did ASAP. I just feel that it just needs to stay on wax. Let's not let any beefs from 2024 and the future get any physical or violent or anything like that. Just keep it at music.
All right. I did like the line I wanted to point out, because I know people obviously like the Chris Brown, but it was a couple lines that I liked on Quavo's drum when he said, "We stomp in the yard." You know how that ended? Like, he died in stomping the yard. Yeah, he died like early.
Stomp the yard. First 10 minutes.
Yeah, I thought that was actually a dope bar.
I
can
see, I get Quavo.
Yeah. Thought that was a dope bar. It was something else he said.
The turnaround was quick.
The genuine consistency seems to be for Quavo's response is that the only thing that it's just. It was good, but it just wasn't enough compared to how Chris Brown did.
He didn't give enough.
Chris Brown was just
put a lot of bars.
Ammo.
If people saying like if the roles were reversed, right? Like if this was the first song that kind of like starts it off or whatever, they're like it would have been like it does perfect for that. But as far as it being an actual response and this deep into it, it's like you got
the way Chris Brown was hitting below the belt. It wasn't enough, Quavo.
But I don't know anything about this. But he said niggas ran in your house, tied up your aunt. Cause you ain't pay, that is like shit true, like that. That's some personal
Chris
shit.
Brown claim like he was Pyru or something.
Yeah,
I remember I used to hear that rumor. I don't know how true it is.
Yeah, he pulled some dirt on him. You know what I'm saying? He pulled something on and put it in the bar. But like y'all said, it just wasn't enough of a punch to retaliate for what Chris Brown did.
I don't even know if it was the punch, Rod. I think it's more so the quality of the artist. You know, I Chris Brown is an amazing artist. I can't say the same for Quavo. Now, the numbers, you know, Migos have been extremely successful, but as a rapper, Quavo is mediocre at best. And now I'm being just honest, right. my own opinion.
Somebody said, "Excuse me, spoiler alert, Rob." If you ain't seen Stop the Yard by now, goddamn,
yeah, I know, right?
I know, right?
But he dies very early, so it ain't even like a thing.
Nah,
soon as the credits go past,
man, right?
It's a wrap.
Mm-hmm. And they had one dance scene.
Right. It was hard though. Hey, it was hard. That nigga was crumpling and shit. That nigga did some hat tricks.
Uh-huh.
He died like a motherfucker.
ASAP. But shit, Ken, let's get into these super chats.
Oh, wait, you got a quote to say from Chris Brown as far as how he responded so far, right?
Oh, yeah. My bad, Sonny. I forgot that you had sent that.
What happened, Gucci?
So, Chris Brown, we already know, man, IG is like the official place to ignite beefs, respond to people, to do all types of shit. We see sports athletes, they unfollow their team, all that type of shit. So Chris Brown took to IG and he said, "Google raps that shit is poo. Damn, I was excited. That shit don't even need a response. Take off rap better."
Mm.
So he went straight to Quavo's neck and was like, "Hey nigga, like you not even like yo, whatever you put out there, but it's not even that nice."
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, he don't have to respond to that.
No, he don't.
I mean, he's winning.
He is winning.
He's winning. Like, so if Quavo would have came back with a harder punch, he gotta respond.
I think part of the reason why he's winning is because Saweetie is literally backing up everything. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, so she didn't deny that she fucked with Chris Brown when she was with Quavo. So that's true. We could assume it's true,
mm-hmm.
because she's come out and she was like, "So if you can make an IG model into me, show me." To Quavo.
Yeah, she posted screenshots. We're
pretty
DMs,
much saying she's taking Chris Brown's side. Shit, so, yeah.
So you know what I'm saying? So like, again, I don't think Quavo's response was trash at all. But it doesn't warrant a response because Chris Brown is winning off of his initial diss. He's winning.
I mean, but what was her point in doing that? Because he bagged her from a DM he sent her, right?
Yeah. I don't know her. That's just personal. You know, they had a relationship.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, why would she post that or screenshot or whatever she did?
Mm-hmm.
And like I'm saying, yeah, he bagged her through a DM.
Yeah, so I guess it's like trying to look at it from her perspective. I guess like it feels like you're trying to say like I'm not nothing as a celebrity or as an artist.
Exactly. Like you could recreate me.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. So she probably felt disrespected by him saying that. Like, oh, like I got to my where I'm at by myself, not because I dated you.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, has she taken off musically like that though?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. She got some features and stuff like that. She's not at the level of Chris Brown or Quavo. Like, she's not at that level.
Is she any level of her peers? Like, is she at the level of Latto?
She collaborates with Latto. I'll say that.
Yeah, I would say today, Latto is still
ascending. I don't listen to her music, so I don't know.
I feel you. Yeah. I feel like Latto is still ascending where Saweetie is plateaued. She's not growing anymore. You know what I'm saying? But Latto is still growing, but I don't think Latto is as big as Saweetie.
Because Coi Leray is bigger than Saweetie. Right?
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so it is what it is. But at the same time, it's like it's an empty calorie bar where, OK, cool. Like Quavo says, you know, I could turn an IG model into you. Well, show me then. Like, can you? Like, Quavo, do you have that much pool, my guy? I don't know.
Yeah. But ultimately, though, man, I give two shits about this.
Yeah.
Beef.
It was interesting.
It wasn't even interesting to me. Only thing that made me listen to it was B's reaction to it. And I was like, okay, yeah, I see why B said that. But that's literally it. I do not care.
Interesting to me only because it seemingly came out of nowhere. I was not aware of past transgressions between the two. Right. I didn't know. I don't follow it, so I didn't care. Mm-hmm. But it was somewhat entertaining because it's like, oh. Mm-hmm. And just the timing of it, right? Mm-hmm. Like, with everything else happening with Kendrick and Drake versus everybody, just like, oh, y'all niggas too. Right. So
everybody firing shots, bro. Nah, who else has beefed in the hip hop and in the R&B type world?
Like, Michael Jackson and Prince.
They beefed?
Yeah.
Like on Wax?
No. Nah.
Like,
yeah, they didn't like
I
each
understand
other.
That, but like on Wax, who's done it?
Nah.
I can't remember off the top of my head. No.
I can't think of it either for some reason.
Yeah, because I know Jay and R. Kelly had issues, but it never made it. I think they did have lyrics against each other. But
Jay and R&B.
I know, but this is the same situation with Quavo and Chris Brown.
Yeah.
Somebody said Mariah Carey, Eminem.
he beefed with a lot of people.
Yeah, that was his whole MO.
That was his thing.
Yeah, he was beefing with Britney Spears, beefing like all them.
And Saint, all them niggas. So that doesn't technically.
Chris Brown and Frank. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Who?
Chris Brown and Frank. Quavo actually.
He mentioned that.
Yeah, he mentioned
Chris
that,
Brown and Frank Ocean. He said you lost Frank. Though?
They had songs, but, I can pull it up. I'll say whenever I find it, I can pull it up. But Frank had, I think it was on one of Earl's. I think it was actually on Doris. He had a verse about it when he was talking about it because him and Chris got into it in a parking lot, and his bodyguard got involved and everything. So Frank won though.
Dang.
The Weeknd and Drake. Elizabeth said that.
They've taken subtle shots to each other. They've taken subtle shots. So
yeah, but that's really it to this. The rest, that's about it right now. Anything new drops?
Yeah. So that in itself, you know what I'm saying? Hip hop beefs, that's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know. This ain't nothing to look for. You know what I'm saying? Who looking for an R&B?
Yeah, it wasn't like this was building up where people were really invested throughout the years or whatever. Because I think when FIFO or Sonny was going down about the timeline earlier, I'm like, I ain't know nothing. It was nothing to keep folks invested to where we seeing this going. Right. You know what I'm saying? We've been invested with Kendrick and Drake all these years.
Yes.
We wasn't invested.
It's over a decade.
We wasn't invested in this.
Right. Exactly. That's my point. That's my point. Just sing and dance, nigga.
damn, shut up and dribble, huh? Just shut up and dribble.
God damn,
right wing Rod over there.
I found the lyrics, or whatever. So the song is Earl Sweatshirt Sunday off of Doris, featuring Frank Ocean. And there's a part I think is on. I can't remember if it's first or second verse, but I got the lyrics right here. He said, when I'm playing surfboard, I put whiskey in that salt water. I empty every canteen just to wear that straight edge varsity. You think that's cool? They called me soft in high school. Thank God I'm jagged. Forgot you don't like it rough. I mean, he called me a faggot. I was just calling his bluff. I mean, how anal am I going to be when I'm aiming my gun? And why is his mug all bloody? That was a 3-on-1. So that's supposed to be shots.
Doing the jagged edge.
See, this is my issue sometimes when people like in the moment that feels like you're reaching, you know what I'm saying? Now that all of this has transpired, it's like, okay, cool. You can apply to it if you want to. But it's like when you listen to that, when it came out, your mind didn't go to Chris Brown.
No. Yeah.
So,
It's never been straight confirmed. It's just always kind of just been that kind of theory behind it. As far as that's who, because I guess at the timing of when it was released and when the incident happened. So,
Well, Super Tats.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.